Yeah, it's stuff you do every day. I mean, you try to, you know, when it comes to interceptions and stuff, there's all types of different reasons. Sometimes they can have from tips, sometimes it's misreads, sometimes it's misthrows, sometimes it's drops. So you work everything all the time, stress everything all the time, and it's about doing stuff over and over again. It's about having deliberate practice, not just going through the motions. Every team in the league, from usually high school to college to NFL, I mean, you're always doing ball handling stuff, and you just try to stress the importance of it, especially when you're struggling like we have. You can't go through the motions. You got to make sure it's deliberate practice, and every rep you take, you're focusing on the stuff that's been costing us.
And Julio was saying that you all have been, you've been great and receptive to feedback throughout the game and making in-game adjustments. That's just part of what the OC's supposed to do, though, right?
Yeah, that's part of my job, and you know, we're always looking at stuff, and there's certain things coaches can't see that players do, and there's some things that players see that they don't understand what's on the other side of the field either. So you got to take everything into account. You got to listen to people who are out there, coaches and players, but it's a group deal that we all look into, and you always want to hear more information.
Excited to be getting Devontae back, or prospect of getting him back?
Yeah, very excited. I mean, I think everybody knows how good of a player Devontae is and how much he helps us not only in the run game but also the pass game. And every time he's out there, he definitely gives us a better chance to win.
You just talked about that back and forth with the players and having that feedback and everything. With Matt, you know, the dialogue, how's it gone? And, you know, can you understand that maybe some of the things that he might want to stress or what he's comfortable doing?
Yeah, that's been ongoing since, you know, the first time I was legally allowed to talk to him in this off season. You know, that's something we talk about every day. You know, neither of us have much of a life outside of football, so we struggle to talk if it's not about football. So, you know, we're always talking X's and O's and things like that, and what he likes, what I like, why we like him, and that changes week to week. You know, it's something you always want to work. If he likes something a lot, you know, and he's good at it, whether it makes sense or not, usually he can make it work. It's about believing in things, and you know, it's a process, especially going through the first year together, but I think we do get better at it each week, and I'm going to continue to do that the whole time I'm here with him.
Can you understand where he might still be kind of coming along? I mean, you just talked about it being the first year. You think that a quarterback like Matt Ryan, who's been around for a while, can pick up anything, but it could be overwhelming for anybody, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Matt's picked things up great. You know, Matt's made some turnovers in a few games that has been the focal point all around. But you know, Matt's also been doing a lot of real good things this year too. And you know, I look at Matt, and you know, when you're number one in the NFL on first down and number two in the NFL on third down, it's pretty tough to do that without real good quarterback play. So you know, there's a lot of good things Matt's doing, but we know the glaring thing. He's thrown some key interceptions at some bad times, and whatever those reasons are, it's my job to help him figure those out, and we got to work to not let those happen, because we turn those between the turnovers and some bad penalties, and not just interceptions but also mainly the fumbles, you know, that's costing us a lot of points, and we got to fix it if we want to win some games around here.
Are you okay with your quarterback maybe showing a little fire towards you and saying, hey, Kyle, let's do this. How do you want it? Or do you want it to be like kind of a mellow kind of a...
No, I mean, I feel like when you're comfortable with someone, you can be yourself. And I'm a very fiery guy. I think Matt is too. And so if you're comfortable with someone, I mean, I argue with my closest friends, my parents and my wife, probably more than anyone on this planet, because we all are genuinely love each other and we're all tight. We know who each other are. So I want the same thing with players. If a player thinks I'm messed up, I would love for him to tell me. You know, he doesn't have to do it on the field in front of all you guys or anything, but I'd love him to come up to my office and have a talk. And that's never been an issue with Matt. I mean, Matt and I got a real good relationship. We're open about everything. And when you do, you can have those tough conversations. When you're not close with someone, that's usually when you get a lot of people aren't genuine around each other when you're not close.
On the rollout, second interception, was that just a throwaway that he should have taken?
Yeah, the one in the back of the end zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we were pressing. We need a touchdown to get us out of this hole. Went on a long, good drive, scored, had that penalty, sent us back, and we got in a bad situation. We had third and long from third and goal. I forget what it's from, like the 12 or something, and it's pretty low percentage right there. And he got flushed from the pocket, and Tammy was open, but he's too far away. You know, the man's going to travel faster than the ball, and Matt knows that more than anyone. He's been through that situation, and, you know, I think it's just he wanted to score bad, and he knows it without even me telling him. You know, we needed to take 3 points there, and he definitely had to throw it away.
Do you see – go ahead, whoever. Well, you see Devin – contributing offensively once he gets back in that lineup? I mean, do you see, I mean, I know we see him out there doing all the returns. We don't see what he does offensively, but, you know, do you see him as a guy that's going to?
I hope so. You know, I hope so. Devin, you know, he's best punt returner in the history in the NFL, and he can make a lot of plays with the football. And, you know, definitely I'm not enjoying these long drives as much. It's much easier when you can do it in one play instead of 10 plays, and you don't have to worry about as much stuff going wrong. And the more people you have out there who have the ability to make big plays with the balls in their hand, the more it takes the pressure off everyone else. And Devin has that ability, and if he can get healthy, would love to get the ball in his hands.
With Ryan, he has a 32 Wonderlic. Has he mastered the offense? I'm pretty sure he has.
Yes, you know, I mean, all that, the Wonderlic and IQ stuff, and, you know, I mean, this isn't the most confusing thing in the world. It's about playing and being in the heat of the battle and seeing and reacting. You know, it's none of us are, we'd be doing something else if we were all geniuses and stuff. So we're all capable of learning this stuff, but that's not what it's about. It's about being through the situations, going versus certain coverages, getting rushed through things, having to react to someone missing a block and having to get rid of the ball early and stuff like that. And, that takes time with newer stuff. And when you've been doing something pretty consistently for 7 years and you change it up a little bit, you know, that does take time. It takes time with everyone, but, there's also a lot of similarities too. It's not that everything's different. You know, there's a lot of carryover, and, you know, anytime you go through this drought that we have offensively, everything's going to get magnified. And that usually starts with, you know, the head coach, the coordinator, and the quarterback. And, we're all aware of that, and, you know, we deserve it, and we got to get ourselves out of this.
Just the physical things, throwing it when he's not supposed to or not hard enough.
Just getting in that flow. Everyone gets in it, whatever it is, whether it's basketball, football, or, you know, I'm sure you guys can feel that at your guys' jobs too. It's just being comfortable where you're relaxed and there's no hesitation in your game.